Boker, Brother. Healdsburg, California, February 3rd, 1901. Brother Blank. I understand that you are entering into the business of making health foods, thinking that, as you canvass, you can sell these foods and put the money in your own pocket. Now, it is not to be thought that every person can take up the preparation of these foods and sell them for personal profit, and at the same time, give the impression that they are working with the sanction of those who, in the first place, prepared the foods for sale. This is a business in which he should not engage. You see, Dr. Kellogg, with the help of others, has, at a large outlay of means, prepared these foods. This has taken a great deal of time, for many experiments have had to be made. He has entered into a contract with the various medical institutions to handle these health foods, the profits on which are to be used, I understand, to help in sanitarium work. If I could have seen you, I would have asked someone to explain the matter to you more perfectly. I myself am not acquainted with all the arrangements of this business, but I would now tell you that no one has any right to take advantage of the business arrangements that have been made in regard to the health foods. Those who handle these foods should first come to an understanding with Dr. Kellogg or others who are working in harmony with him. You can write to Dr. Kellogg, and he will give you any explanation you desire. Stand on the side of righteousness in all your transactions. Then you will not appear to disadvantage before God or man. Do not enter into any dishonest practices. Those who take up the preparation and selling of health foods for personal profit are taking a liberty to which they have no right. When this is done, great confusion is brought into the work. Some manufacture foods professing to be health foods which contain ingredients that health reform condemns. Then again, the foods are often of such a cheap quality that much harm is done to the cause by their sale, those who buy them supposing that all health foods are similar. There are many things to consider. The Old People's Home and the Orphan's Home in Battle Creek are sustained at great expense. The profits on some lines of health foods are used for the support of these institutions. The health food business should not be borrowed or stolen from those who, by its management, are endeavoring to advance the cause. He who does this, at the same time giving his customers the impression that the profits on the goods he sells are used to aid benevolent enterprises, while in reality they are used for personal interests, is under the displeasure of God. I have just learned that some are beginning such work as this, one here and one there. Presently their business will fail, and they will get things into such a tangle that some legitimate bakery will have to buy them out at great expense to save disgrace being brought on the cause. Let the churches take hold of this matter and show those who have learned to prepare the health foods that they are not to use their knowledge for selfish purposes or in a way that will misrepresent the cause. Neither are they to make the knowledge of how to prepare these foods a public matter. They betray their trust and bring reproach on the cause if they place these recipes in the hands of persons who, not respecting health reform, will offer adulterated foods for sale under the name of health foods. Write to Dr. Kellogg and make arrangements with him. He will give you seasonable advice. But let no one who has been employed in the work of making the foods prepared in the first place by Dr. Kellogg open up all that they know to other parties. Thus, they defraud the cause of that which should be used for its advancement. I write this under a sense of duty. I do not want you to make crooked paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. You have a knowledge of the health foods, and may do great harm. I now warn you, do not do this. With much painstaking effort, Dr. Kellogg and others have prepared the very best foods they could for the benefit of humanity. If they walk in the counsel of God, they will continue to advance, for God will give skill and understanding to those who seek Him unselfishly. He will teach them how to make more simple and inexpensive preparations. There are many whom God will teach in this line, if they will walk in His counsel and in harmony with their brethren. The Lord will teach His people how to prepare more inexpensive health foods, which can be purchased by the poor.
We see that cattle are becoming greatly diseased. The earth itself is corrupted. And we know that the time will come when it will not be best to use milk or eggs. But that time has not yet come. We know that when it does come, the Lord will provide. The question is asked, meaning much to all concerned, will God set a table in the wilderness? I think the answer may be made, yea, God will provide food for His people. In all parts of the world, provision will be made to supply the place of milk and eggs, and the Lord will let us know when the time comes to give up these articles. He desires all to feel that they have a gracious Heavenly Father who will instruct them in all things. The Lord will give dietetic art and skill to His people in all parts of the world, teaching them how to use for the sustenance of life the products of the earth.